Well, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, in me is the life of God. In me there is light. Life and light equals Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Everybody pray in the Spirit quietly, if you would, please. I thank you, Jesus, for your love, for the blood covenant, for faith, for mercy, for compassion, for the power of the Holy Spirit, the gifts, the fruits. Right now, I exercise that faith, and I bind Satan. I bind principalities and powers. I bind all sickness and disease. I bind poverty. And I thank you, Jesus, for saving me, for writing my name down in heaven. For we shall occupy on this earth in the name of Jesus until you come. Thank you, Jesus. Give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we're just going to talk about the Word tonight. You know, I've been preaching on what Jesus said. You got to believe in what Jesus said. We got to make up our minds as Christians. What the Word says settles it. Amen? So, and that means there's going to be some things you're going to have to do. You're going to make the flesh serve the Spirit, not the Spirit serving the flesh. That means the Holy Spirit in you is going to help you to renew your mind, to do what the Word of God says. Our flesh, the mind, is enmity against God. It don't want to obey God. And sometimes we do too much reasoning. Let me tell you something, saints. Everybody here has talents. Some people know how to work in computers. Some people know how to cook. Some people know how to build houses. Some people know how to put in foundations. Some people know how to call and talk to people. There's all kinds of talents. If you got that kind of ability, that kind of talent, you can serve in the spirits of serve God in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's just the opposite, though. The Spirit in you is going to teach you how to do it. It ain't going to come from reasoning. You're not going to operate in the gifts by reasoning. The trouble is, that's what happens to us. When the Spirit of God starts moving in our lives, we reason too much. And so you'll have to be trained by the Holy Spirit. But everybody here is trainable. All you need is some keys is what to do. Amen? Hallelujah. There's been an awful dry spell in your life, you in the white shirt right there. What's your first name? Bill? There's been a dry... You've been here before? Last week. There's a dry spell in your life. God is going to... There's some dew coming from heaven tonight in this service right here. It's going to touch you. You've been fighting what God has spoken to you, and God says he's going to turn it around. There's going to be a presence come upon you tonight that you're going to be totally and completely convinced. How is your eye? It's stable. It hasn't gotten worse. Can you see out of it now? God wants you to have faith in the cross. God wants you to have faith in resurrection. This whole stagnant thing, this whole thing that goes on in people's lives, God says tonight you're going to feel and sense something different going on in your spirit by the Holy Spirit. Something different God wants to do in your life. And of course, it's the spirit realm. What do you do for work? But what did you do all your life? See, you got talent. Well, if you can do that in natural, you can serve God in the spirit. That's what God wants to encourage you in. There seems just to be a lull in your life. Just something doesn't seem to be happening the way God wants it to happen. And God says His grace will be upon you. God's spirit is going to cause you to get the things from God. God don't want you just sitting down being a couch potato. God wants you getting up and serving God. He's calling people today to walk in the gifts of the Spirit, to serve God in the power of the Holy Spirit. And God says, my son, it's going to turn around tonight. It's going to turn around tonight, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're not going to accept that your eye is seeing better or it's better, you see. We want to believe that God's touched it and that cataract is gone. It was a cataract, right? That cataract is gone. Is it in both eyes or one eye? The one eye. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. The flesh must be taught to serve the Spirit of Christ. Your problem and my problem is the devil, the flesh, and the world. All three will try to hinder your work in Jesus Christ. There is a move of God's Spirit starting. It has already started in many people's lives, maybe a long time ago, but there's a move coming into the body of Christ, a move of the Holy Spirit. God wants you to experience Him. When we come together, He wants you to experience Him in the home, when you're driving, in your business. He wants you to experience Him in your checkbook. Wouldn't you like to experience God in your checkbook? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We're going to look at promises tonight. The Word's full of promises. The Word is Jesus. Faith is Jesus. And He's made a lot of promises. A lot of people can't receive the promises. I had to receive the promise of healing. Come up here, Bill. Hallelujah. Praise. Right there. Hallelujah. I know Jeff prayed for you last week, wasn't it? Hallelujah. You believe Jesus can do this? You do. He can do anything if you'll let Him. We don't want your mind kicking in. We don't want your eyes saying, I can't see. You'll see. Amen? Raise your hands. Close. Which eye is this one over here? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Don't peek. Just close your eyes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. We ask the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I touch that cataract right now in the name of Jesus, and I say dissolve right now in Jesus' name. Dissolve right now in Jesus' name, in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your healing love. We thank you for your power, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. It's being dissolved right now in Jesus' name. I call those things that are not as though they are. In the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I command you to see in Jesus' name. Cataract, I bind you right now. Go from that eye in Jesus' name. Go from that eye in Jesus' name. You are loose from cataracts in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, it's a good thing he went out because I was going out. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Just leave him alone. Just let him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We're going to look at promises in 1 Peter and 2 Peter. Maybe we'll go to 4 Peter. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Turn, if you would, to 1 Peter 1:23. If we get some time, I'm going to have David give his testimony. He came by this week to the office, and he has had some things going on in his body and his stomach and so on and so forth, and he received healing from Jesus. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 1 Peter 1:23. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed. Hallelujah. We've been born of good seed, haven't we? Healing seed. Loving seed. Hallelujah. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's a promise. He says, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God. So it takes the word of God to renew our minds and to get into that incorruptible, put on that new man. That's a promise of God. It abides forever. Salvation abides forever. His word abides forever. And so when you get it working in you, it'll abide in your body forever. It'll abide in your mind forever. Even though you drop your body off and your spirit goes home with Jesus. That's a promise of God. God wants us to understand that every promise is yes, yes. And so we're not corruptible. We got a good seed. We got the seed of Jesus. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We can do all things through Jesus Christ that strengthens us. And he wants to strengthen us. How's he do it? He gets us in the word of God. He gets us to renew the word of God. Renew our minds with the word of God. He gets us to believe and have faith and trust in him. So that's a promise. He says, you ain't born. See, a lot of people are under guilt and condemnation. And so you have a seed that's pure and holy, you see. It's growing in you through the word of God. It's bringing life. It's bringing love. It's bringing peace. It's bringing joy into your lives, into your physical body. If you listen to the word of God, if you let God the Holy Spirit teach you, if you let the word of God rise up in you, you'll be loose from multiple sclerosis. And anybody else in here who's sick in body, God will take that out of you tonight. Because you ain't born of that kind of stuff. You are born of a new man. You are born of the blood of Jesus Christ. You are born. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. You have a brand new man, a brand new mind, a brand new body. And that Holy Spirit in us wants to teach us that we can receive that wonderful stuff inside of us in Jesus' name. That it'll flow out through our bodies in Jesus' name. Amen? So that's the first promise of God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. And so God says as much of the word you get into you, it'll bring that incorruptible seed. It'll bring that life. It'll bring that love. It'll bring that mercy. It'll bring that power into your life. There's someone here who's been suffering emotionally very, very bad. There's somebody here who's having a terrible time with your emotions. It's really controlling your life. It's really causing problems with your relationship with Jesus Christ. But God said tonight, because this place is full of the glory of God, where two are gathered, there I am. So you've got to believe by faith he's here. And you've got to believe that you don't have an incorruptible seed. You see, you're born of the word of God. Amen? That's a promise. So I'm going to have faith. You see, that I've changed. I got a new man. I'm going to dress up in that new man. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to help me. That person that's struggling in your emotions right now, you need to be freed from that. You need to be freed from that. You need to stop letting your emotions run your life and let the Spirit of God run your life. Let the Word of God encourage you. You need to speak back to those emotions that's been causing your life to go downhill for a long, long time, and you don't seem to be able to get out of it. Guess what? Jesus wants to take you out of it. Jesus wants to cause you to live and have the Word of God and come alive in your emotions and your body. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Turn to 1 John 5. 1 John 5. This is another promise. Say it's another promise. 11 and 12. 1 John 5. Hallelujah. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life. Say, I have eternal life. We're in 1 John 5, verse 11. And this is the testimony that God, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Are you listening? This is a prophecy. The word is prophecy. And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. So I am in Christ. Christ is in me. So I have his life in me, right? You have his life in you. That's a promise. God wants you to know what the Word is saying about you, what the Word is saying to you. Amen? He who has the Son has life. So we have the Son, we're born again, we have life. So that means that life should be overriding emotional problems, sickness and disease and poverty and all kinds of different things. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. That's just the way it's spelled out. That's the Word of God. But if we do have the Son, and we do, then we do have life. We do have that life of God in us. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you will prosper. There's some people that the enemy is prospering in your life, in your emotions, and God wants you to set you free. He wants you to tell you that you have life. That's a promise of God. You have that life in you, and we ought to be drawing upon that life. Amen? See, we've got to rise up, saints, and we've got to listen to the Word of God and be speaking the Word of God. Give God time in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Eternal life, endless life, quality of life, faith in Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Does anybody here want to feel like you want to be touched by the Lord for those emotional problems? Does anybody here want to be touched in your emotions? Hallelujah. If you do, come up here right now, quickly, right now. Come up here, right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. See, you got to stop and move when the Holy Ghost tells you to. Is that right? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All you three, four up here, raise your hands. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We just ask the presence, the Shekinah glory, to fill this front right now. Fill this whole building, Lord Jesus Christ. We need you, Lord Jesus. We don't want to lean to our own understanding. We want to acknowledge you, that you are the King, that you are the Lord. Oh, your anointing, your presence is in this place. Your life is in this place, Lord Jesus Christ. And we turn to you, Lord. We don't turn to ourselves. We turn to you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord. As I speak to emotions right now, I speak to that soulish area right now. I speak to that soulish area. I can see knots being untied right now. I can see a soothing oil being running all through your bodies right now. A soothing oil. I can actually see it before me. It's being poured in you in the blessed name of Jesus. A wonderful presence of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. A soothing oil running all through your body right now. Hallelujah. A soothing oil going all through you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, yes, a soothing oil. The presence of the Holy Spirit running all through her body right now. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The precious anointing of the Holy Spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. A soothing oil. A warmth all through you right now.
In Jesus' name. A soothing oil all through you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. A soothing oil all through you right now. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. A soothing oil. A soothing oil. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. A soothing oil all through you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. A soothing oil all through you. Oh, yes, Lord. All through him, Lord. As I stand back, Lord, I just ask, Lord, that pour upon him, Lord. All through his body, Lord. All through him now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. That life, Jesus. That life, Jesus. That eternal life, Lord. Let it flow through him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That soothing oil all through her right now, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. That soothing oil all through her. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, King Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Great promises of God. Amen? Hallelujah. 2 Peter 1:3. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You can stand here as long as you want, dear. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 2 Peter 1:3. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his glory and virtue. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You see, glory, virtue, God's miracle power. God, you are valuable to God. You are valuable to God. Say, I'm valuable to God. Hallelujah. As his divine power, you see, dependence on you, has given to us all things. Say, all things.
All things.
Hallelujah. That pertain to life, that life of God, in godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory. So his promise is, I've given you all the divine power that you need. Amen? Isn't that what he's saying? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Glory, virtue, God's miracle power. I'm valuable. Say, I'm valuable. You know how often you are? You gotta tell yourself that every day. When you get out of bed before your feet hit the floor, and I got a foot that hits the floor first. I ain't got feet. I got foot. You got to say, I'm valuable. I'm valuable. You're going to start your day off, I'm valuable to God. I got the life of God in me. I got the miracle-working power in me. I got the glory is upon me. The Holy Spirit's in me. I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. God's grace. I have favor with God. I have favor with God. Ha, 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 devil! That's a promise of God. As his divine power has given to us, all things that pertain to life. We're talking about the life of God. We're talking about the power of the Holy Spirit. You got all things that pertain to life. You got healing in you. You got the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. You got the mind of Jesus Christ. You got visions and dreams in you. You ought to let them come through you. Amen? Hallelujah. 2 Peter 1:4. By which have given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. Say precious promises. That through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. Precious promises. That's what the Word says. That's what the Word says. Precious promises. See, I'm going to get the flesh to serve the Spirit. I'm going to walk in the precious promises of God. I'm going to walk in that life. I'm going to walk in that light.
I'm going to walk in that miracle. I'm valuable to God. I'm valuable to God. You got to say it, saints. Say, I'm valuable. Stand up and give them a clap offering. Hallelujah. Come on, saints. Give them a clap offering. Hallelujah. Show them how you love Jesus. Show them how you love Jesus. Hallelujah. Show them how you love Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. If you want the light, draw upon the life. Draw upon the grace. Draw upon the mercy that's in you. Draw upon the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. That's a promise of God. That's what the Word says. I'm going to stand on the promise. Did you hear what that said? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 2 Peter 1, we'll go 5 to 11. Second Peter 1, for chapter 5 to 11. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge. See, we got to do a little bit here, haven't we? To knowledge, self-control. That means when you're tempted with pornography, a pot, or swearing, or whatever it is, you got to control that with the Holy Spirit. To self-control, perseverance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness, love. We got to learn to love everybody, saints. You know something? I pray for the nations. I started praying about 3 months ago that they'd kill Gaddafi, whatever he pronounces his name, man. And guess what? They got him. They found him in a hole, like a rat. I want you to know something. God is moving in the supernatural realm. There has been 5 people run out in the nations over there. They all want a democratic thing going on there in their nations. They've run them out of there. And when 12 arrives, you're going to see a healing in the government. And that includes this government. Oh, yeah. I bind the gods over all those nations and everything else. And I said, God, let them get him. Well, God wouldn't do that. God destroyed the whole world one time with water. He had a prophet man that killed a whole bunch of people with a jawbone. You can't have mercy for people who are evil. That's evil. You don't feel bad for the devil, do you? Well, the devil was in him. Hallelujah. I'm glad they got him. I'm glad they killed him. I just pray that God will open a door over there to preach the gospel. Not necessarily me, but somebody go over there and preach the gospel. Those people need Jesus. They've been suppressed all these years. I'm telling you, God's going to do something in Egypt. God's going to do something in all those countries that rose up and run those leaders out, because 12 means healing. There's going to be healing in some governments over there as well as this government. You're going to see a turnaround in 12. You wait and see. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know why? God's promised. Hallelujah. There's somebody who has a rapid heartbeat at times. Not all the time, but a rapid heartbeat at times. And it bothers you. And God is healing that. Does anybody have a rapid heartbeat at times? There's one back there. There's one over there. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want you to put your hand right on your chest. You too. Hallelujah. Come on, close your eyes and get into his life. Hallelujah. Come on, husband. Yeah, get over there. Hallelujah. Father God, I speak to these hearts right now, these physical hearts. I thank you for your cross. I thank you for the virgin birth. I thank you for the stripes. I thank you for the blood you shed. I thank you for your death. I thank you for your resurrection. And now, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak resurrection power into these hearts. I speak your life into these hearts. I know these hearts and these bodies are valuable to you, Lord. And we know that sickness does not belong in these hearts. So right now, I command these hearts to be healed in the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 8. For if these things are yours, say they're mine, they abound in you, will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know how some people say, well, I don't understand this and I don't understand that. That's not what the word says. Hallelujah. For if these things, and he's talking about 5, 6, and 7, if these things are yours and abound in you, you'll be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. All knowledge, anything you want to know, is found in Jesus. In Colossians, it talks about this. It talks about all knowledge and wisdom is found in Jesus. See, we're going to have to learn to flow in the Holy Ghost. We're going to have to learn to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit within us. We're going to have to learn to have faith, the faith that God's given us. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word, in the word of God. That settles it. And if it twists you and twists a husband or a wife, it doesn't matter. Let it twist them. You need to stick to the word of God. And you don't need anybody watering it down.
Right.
And you don't need anybody giving their opinion of it. Right. You want God's opinion, the Word of God. You want the Holy Spirit to speak to you. For he who lacks these, verse 9, for he who lacks these things is short-sighted.
We've got to stop being short-sighted. You know what the problem is? The supernatural saints, this mind, you're not going to do it like you do your talents. But if you have those talents, you can flow very easily in the Holy Spirit, in the gifts of the Spirit. We just don't know how to do it. Tonight, I'm trying to turn a key. There's promises, you see. And there's got to be a confession coming out of your mouth. As a man thinketh, so is he. Life and death and the power of the tongue. You want that life. You want that life. You want that life. You want that life flowing through you. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. You know how some people are always running the old film? You've been cleansed from the old sin. That's got to be in your mind. That's got to be on your lips so that clown don't bring to your remembrance. Oh, when you were six months ago, you did this or you did this yesterday. You done that yesterday. You thought that yesterday. You are cleansed. You are washed in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent, verse 10, to make your call, election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. Well, how do you stop from stumbling? Do these things. For so an entrance, say an entrance, that's verse 11, will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. An entrance will be supplied. You will be able to walk in the kingdom, walk in the grace, walk in the love, walk in the blessings that come through Abraham in us in Christ Jesus. Walk in the name of Jesus. Walk in the gifts of the Spirit. Walk in the fruits of the Spirit. You'll put on the new man. An entrance, an abundant entrance has been opened to us. That's a promise. And we have entered that through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Right now, sitting here, you've entered to it. Hallelujah. So an entrance will be supplied. Say, an entrance has been supplied to me.
See, we're going to start in that kingdom. It's going to be an ongoing thing while you're still here on this earth.
See, the kingdom is with us. That means obeying the laws of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Realizing you got life. Realizing you are anointed. Realizing your sons and daughters. Realizing your kings and priests. Realizing that we are the body of Christ. He's our covering. Amen? Just like a husband is a covering to a wife. He's our covering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. An entrance. I got an abundance. I got an abundance of it. I got the life abundantly. Well, what if you don't see it happening? Keep speaking it. Keep saying it. Don't give the devil time. Don't listen to what he's got to say. Yeah, my wife said, give up no ground. These are the promises of God. You don't need to hear 19,000 promises if you just heard the ones you heard and do that. The Word says there is promises. Didn't he say you have an abundant life? Didn't he say you have eternal life? Didn't he say the life of God is in you and I? Didn't he say we're the temple of the Holy Spirit? Saints, we're washed in the blood. We got to stop listening to our heads. Hallelujah. So an entrance will be supplied. Oh, it's all supplied. It's all supplied. See, the trouble is we listen too much to the world. We listen too much to the devil, and he's always trying, in the flesh, and it's always trying to hinder us from getting into this and speaking life by our tongues. The Word of God is the most precious thing to the Christian. A whole new life, and we got to walk in it. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How's your eye, Bill? Clear that up. Doing good. What do you mean doing good? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, when I was sitting over there, Jerry and the praise team was up here, and I saw a great big square red thing right here, and it just flashed before me. You know how a camera clicks? That's how God works with you. When it clicks and hits you in your mind, your thoughts, you got to say it. You got to do it. Well, that right there is a supernatural thing that I'm seeing. So up here and out there, the presence of God is here. Right now. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. How many here has a hip problem or something up in your hip here? You got one there? Anybody else? Oh, lots of you. Well, you're being blessed. You're going to learn how to walk by faith. Right? Don't complain. Don't try to find your answer at Walgreens. Find your answer in the Word of God. See, that healing belongs to you. Who raised their hands around here? Get up here with your hips now, right now. Who else got hips? Oh, lots of hips. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Which hip? Ain't it funny we can always tell where the pain is? Then we can't always tell where Jesus is in us. Think about it. Where's your pain? You're the one that's got MS? You ain't got that no more.
Famous?
Yeah. Where's your hip problem, dear? Right there? Did you come up here? You've been up here. Oh, this is your second time. Do you feel better? Do you feel a lot of peace in your life since you come up here about the soulish area? Where's your hip?
Oh, absolutely. I'm blessed. Right here, I'm blessed. I'm healed. So is this knee. It's healed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by his blood, I am healed.
You are?
Yes, I am.
Then what are you doing up here?
I just want to tell you.
Oh, you just want to pray. Oh, okay. Is it really gone?
It's the knees.
So it's not gone yet.
I still have the side effect.
Side effect from who? Hallelujah. Which one's your hip? Yours? Hallelujah. Everybody up here, raise your hands. I want to see something. Close your eyes. No peeking. Here comes Jesus. Oh, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to touch these hips right now. It doesn't mean left or right. I could care less. You know which one they are, Lord. Cause your healing power to flow through them, Lord Jesus, all through their hips right now. Every bit of the pain being drawn out by you, Lord Jesus. I prophesy and speak, Lord. I call those things that are not as though they are. I call this pain gone out of these hips right now. I call the presence of the Holy Spirit that represents you, Lord Jesus Christ, to fall upon these people, to fall upon these people with the healing power all through the muscles, all through the bones and the hips, in Jesus' name. What I bind on earth is bound in heaven, Lord. So I bind these pains from these hips right now in Jesus' name, and I loose the Holy Ghost all through them. Oh, all through them, Lord. Jesus, that brings your presence, Jesus, all through them. We thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you and we praise you for your presence in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is the pain still there? It's not? You can't feel no pain? Is your pain gone? It's not yet. But yours is gone? Close your eyes. Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for taking this pain. Every bit of it's gone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Where's your pain?
I don't feel any pain.
You don't feel any pain. Raise your hands. Raise your hands. Right now, Father God, in Jesus' name, let her help her receive it, Lord Jesus, and hold on to it. Let her body be obedient to the word of God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Where's yours?
It's gone.
It's gone, you mean? Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Where's your pain? It's gone. Hallelujah. Father God, we give you glory, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Where's yours?
Both hips.
Both hips? Yes. It's still there?
Oh, no.
It's not there now. It's gone.
When I came in here, I had restless legs syndrome. And I prayed that God would get my legs aching.
And he did. He loves you, dear. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Ooh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Where's your pain, bud?
No pain right now.
It's gone. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for taking this pain. It's you, Lord Jesus Christ. It's you, Lord Jesus Christ. Where's your pain? All gone in Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, fall upon him, Holy Ghost. Fall upon him, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, fall upon him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ain't that good? Good as new. Look at that. Look, she's strutting right out there, man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Oh, hi. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Close your eyes. Yes, you want to say something?
No.
Father God, right now, Lord. Lord Jesus, I bind this pain right now. I bind this MS right now in Jesus' name. And I command it to go in Jesus' name. Go. Do a miracle, Jesus. Do a miracle, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a clap offering here. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone's neck is being touched right now. If you got trouble with your neck, start moving it right now. If you got trouble with your neck, start moving it right now. You have any trouble with your neck? Start moving it. Start moving it. Come on, move it in Jesus' name. Have faith in Jesus. Just by faith, move your head. Move your head. Move your neck. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, he's taking it right now in Jesus' name. As you by faith step out and move your head, he's taking it right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Some of you need to stop sleeping on rocks and get a pillow. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Does anybody have any trouble with your toes? Oh. Oh. Two toes, ladies. Come up here. See, I just call that out. God said, pray for toes. God's concerned about your toes. Hallelujah. Amen?
Amen.
What's wrong with your toes, dear?
Well, I had surgery.
The knife slipped or something? Or?
Yeah, there's stuff going on there, but it's...
Yeah. Yours is from the chemo? You had surgery on your foot, too? Or your toes?
Hmm.
We got the great position tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
When he cuts it, it's going to be good. Raise your hands, close your eyes. Let's just invite Jesus. Oh, we cannot do this on our own, Lord, but we thank you, Lord, that you're, Lord Jesus, that you're touching these toes right now, that the Holy Spirit is bringing glory to you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for being concerned about toes. That was a word of knowledge that went out, Lord, and these people responded. So we expect your presence, Lord, to fall upon these people right now, all through from the top of their head, going all down their back, through their hips, all down through their knees, and right into their toes, Lord. The fire of the Holy Ghost, the gift of healing. Thank you for your grace, Jesus. Thank you for your grace, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your grace, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your grace, Jesus. Every bit of pain, toes gone as I speak to toes in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that pain that was there is no longer there. I call it out of the toes right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I call it out of the toes right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I call it out right now. Go! In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Every bit of that pain, go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Every bit of that pain, go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Every bit of that pain, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Every bit of that pain. Kay comes up here. When I get close, she goes. Ah, hallelujah. Go! Go! Hallelujah. Go! 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hey, wait a minute. Do this. It's numbness. But just do what I tell you to do. Do this. Does it hurt? Is the pain gone? There's no pain. She's getting pain from chemo. God's greater than chemo. Hallelujah. Get her up. Get her up. Hey, get her up. Get her up. Yeah, she's down there praying in tongues. Praise God. Stomp you on your feet. Stomp on your feet. Say, it's gone in
Jesus' name. It's gone in Jesus' name. It is gone in Jesus' name.
Where was you sitting? Run back there. Run back there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Stomp on your feet. Stomp on your feet. Hallelujah. It's gone, right? It's gone. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. She's drinking that new wine. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, praise the Lord. If you just want prayer, if you just want prayer, the anointing's moving in here tonight. The presence of God. If you just want prayer, come up here right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise your Jesus. That's the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Keep drinking. Keep drinking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Let this lady right here, in here, come in here, dear. Hallelujah. Is this your first time here? Woo. Huh? What do you think of all this? Do you go to a church that does this?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah, I used to. Woodland Park.
Woodland Park.
Pastor Jerry and Terry Downs.
Oh, okay. What are you related to these? Who's this?
My grandchildren. It's my son-in-law.
Oh, I know him. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Close your eyes there a minute. Raise your hands to him. Hallelujah. You know, there's something you've been dragging behind you for a long time, and God's going to take that weight off from you. You're no longer going to drag it. God's going to free you from that. There's things in yesterdays that sometimes have collected and has come become a weight in your life and is kind of dragging behind you. And God says, tonight, you are free, my daughter. You are free, my daughter, in the name of Jesus. The anointing breaks the yoke. And so, Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. As I touch her, Lord, I ask you, Jesus, to flow all through her, Lord. Not only take this weight off, Lord, to fix and touch her emotions and her mind, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let the joy of the Lord touch her, Lord. The joy of the Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you. Come down here. Hey, fit in here somewhere. Everybody close their eyes now. Hallelujah. Close your eyes, everybody. They've got their eyes closed, Lord. We just ask for the presence of the Holy Spirit to come down and fall upon these people in the blessed holy name of Jesus. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Yes, Lord. The presence of the Holy Spirit. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. From the top of their head to the soles of their feet, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord. Touch them, Lord Jesus. Touch them, Lord Jesus. Touch them, Lord Jesus. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Raise your hands a little bit. Raise your hands to Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, the presence of Jesus, the refreshing and the peace of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Get right in here, Steve. Hallelujah.
Oh, the I want to stand in the gap for Julie, who has pancreatic.
Where's that lady? Come up here. You, Jerry's cousin or sister, whatever you are, come up here. Tanya? Oh. You want me to pray what, dear?
For Julie, who has pancreatic cancer and is in a lot of pain.
Father God, right now, Lord, I curse that cancer in her pancreas, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, cancer, leave that pancreas right now in Jesus' name. Stop that pain. Leave her body. I command you in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Open up right here. Come in here, dear. Raise your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Close your eyes, dear. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Praise you, Jesus. There's something you've been praying about. You just really want a refreshing. And God says tomorrow morning you're going to be completely refreshed. There's going to be a peace that stays with you all day. And during this peace that's from Jesus, when you make decisions tomorrow during this peace, it'll all come to pass. It'll all come to pass. It'll be for the glory of God. Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch you right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pray. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. How you doing, Bill? Raise your hands. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. What's your husband's name, dear, again? Father God, I touch you right now, Lord, and I pray for Bat, Lord. I command every bit of disease and sickness to leave his body. I command the weight to leave his body. I touch his immune system, and I command it to be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord, that peace, Lord, and revelation and light is going to come to him right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. He's going to sense something has happened to him, and he's going to start praising God. He's going to know he's healed because his wife is standing in for him, and they are one, Lord. So when I touch her, I'm touching him right now in Jesus' name. Every disease, every curse that's on his life, I command it to be go in Jesus' name. I bind Satan and principalities and powers. I bind Leviathan. I bind that spirit of destruction upon his life. And I command him to be free by the spirit of a living God in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. His body will be healed. His body will respond to the word of God. And she shall receive and see the glory. Touch him and she shall have joy in her heart because she knows her husband's been touched. And she shall be touched with refreshing tonight. The peace of God in Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Oh, the presence of the Holy Spirit. The presence of the Holy Spirit. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that the abundant life is going to run through this young man, that windows are going to be opened. There's been shades pulled on windows about the supernatural in some areas, and the shades are going to be lifted up. The windows are going to be opened up, Lord, in the presence of God. It's just going to flood his home, flood him, flood his ministry, because I so speak it in the name of Jesus. These are your promises, Lord Jesus Christ. The abundant entrance of the abundant life of you, Lord Jesus, has been opened to this young man, and so we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. For every bit of it now shall manifest in his life. And as the journey continues in the supernatural realm, he'll start to understand more clearly. He'll realize how valuable he is to you, Lord Jesus Christ. But his season is going to come. His season is going to arrive. So we give you praise and honor and glory in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hi, dear. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
You're good? Are you afraid? Have you ever been in a church like this? Raise your hands. Why do you keep putting them down? Raise your hands there. Hallelujah. There you go. Now, that's what we want to see. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There has been some hurts in your life, and God said his peace is going to come upon you tonight. It's going to cause the storms to stop. You have been looking back. There's something that has been, a magnet has been drawing you back that way. I don't know if it's a relative. You have a husband?
No.
Have you ever been married?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just asking that. Did he die?
No.
He's still alive?
Yeah.
But it's when you get divorced, you go through something like a death there.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch you right now, Lord, and I ask the peace of you, Jesus, to come upon this lovely lady, Lord. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, pray. Touch her, Jesus. Hallelujah. Touch her, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Touch her, Lord Jesus. Touch your Lord Jesus. Oh, the presence. Hallelujah. Touch your Lord Jesus. Touch him, Lord Jesus. Touch him, Lord Jesus. Refreshing, Lord. Bring refreshing into his life and peace, Lord Jesus. Oh, touch him, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God, touch him, Jesus. Put some meat on these bones, Lord. Grow some meat on these bones, Lord. Fix his heart, Lord Jesus. Fix his heart, Lord. Fix his lungs, Lord Jesus. Let the blood flow. We thank you and we praise you in the blessed name of Jesus. Every bit of sickness be go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Touch her, Lord Jesus. Oh, just touch her, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Touch him, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Touch him, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, touch him, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Let's just listen to a worship song. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Number 10, Jeff, please. In the orange. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We're going to worship you, Jesus. We're going to praise and love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come, Holy Spirit, help us all to love our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Help us to praise and love him and worship him. Help us to receive what's been done in here tonight, Lord, in our bodies, in our marriages, Lord.
In one accord, we pray.
Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah, give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence, for your Holy Spirit, for your word, Lord. This is not human, done by human people. It's done by the Spirit of God. It's done by you, Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, that you allow us to come into your presence. We are blood-bought, Lord Jesus, and we just thank you and honor you and praise you tonight for everything that's gone on here. We just give you the praise, Lord, for the healings, Lord Jesus. We give you the praise for healing David, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we just give you all the honor tonight, Lord. We draw all attention to you because you are the Son of the Most High God, and your presence of your Spirit was in this place. We thank you for your angels. We thank you for signs and wonders and miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your gifts, Lord. We thank you for your love, your fruits, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your grace. And most of all, we thank you, Lord, that we're saved by you, Lord Jesus Christ. We have accepted you into our lives, and you've written our names down in heaven. So we thank you for revival. We thank you for souls being one in this church here today, from tonight on, Lord. We thank you they'll come out of the barrooms, a rich, poor, broken, Lord, whoever they are, and you'll save them with your love and your power, Lord Jesus Christ, because you'll demonstrate your power in this place, and they'll come to want to know you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you and we praise you in this place as we're learning and growing, Lord, and bringing glory to you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Amen.